Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Can you hear me okay? There we go. Come on. I'll start telling jokes if you don't come in and sit down. All right, here we go. We are ready to start our next session. Moving right along. So we're shifting gears a little bit. We went from missiology and sort of, you know, kind of a theoretical, philosophical approach towards things. All right. I'm going to call you out by name. Ryan Fox, sit down and be quiet, please. Oh, he is. You're being quiet. Hey, our next session is on strategic short-term teams. And so my partner in crime, Rich Andrews, and I will be splitting this session. Both our talks are dealing with short-term teams. I am going to start by kind of telling you what not to do, and then Rich will come up after me, and he will kind of give us a little more practical input on what helps. But I want to begin with just with a little anecdote. By the way, I'm Glenn Schroeder. I serve as a mission mobilizer for the western part of the United States. Thank you. And also as the regional coordinator for Central America. But I'll begin with an anecdote. There's a friend of mine, a very close friend, who has been the director of an orphanage in Baja California for the last 35 years. And he tells a story. They host many teams every year. And he tells a story of team coming in and some of the folks on the team reaching in their pocket and pulling out change and distributing loose change to the kids that were there in the orphanage. I hear some of you moaning and groaning already. So my friend's perspective is, of course, that that behavior perpetuates a poverty mentality, and it teaches those kids that what you do if you need something is you beg, rather than teaching them that what you do if you want or need something is you work and you earn, and then you're able to provide for yourself the things that you need and want. So a similar dynamic to that can be seen when a